The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Star Trek fans will know that when Dr. McCoy wanted to know what was wrong with you, he usually ran a tricorder over you. But now, as Erica Celeste tells us, some scientists are turning science fiction into science fact.
Dr. Ji-Shin Cheng has devoted his life's work to something that, until now, has sounded a lot like science fiction. He and his team have developed several medical tools that help diagnose patients using sound and light.
We want to make a device like the tricorder in that Star Trek. So the dream, our dream is to make a scientific movie into a real practice.
In the science fiction Star Trek series, the tricorder is waved over a patient to collect information.
It says alive. Well, your Vulcan metabolism is so low it can hardly be measured.
In conventional medicine, surgeons must either cut out the suspect tissue for analysis or risk exposing already very sick patients to fluorescent dyes and nanoparticles. These so-called labels light up lesions so doctors can study them. Team member Jesse Vang explains their technique, called label-free imaging, eliminates more invasive or toxic procedures by bouncing light off molecules in the tumor.
We do not need labeling, so we can basically look at the vibrations of the molecules, and these vibrations can generate signals in our microscope.
Those vibrations serve as molecular fingerprints, unique to each type of molecule. The patterns can be mapped to identify such things as lipids, proteins, and nucleic acid. In essence, the devices give doctors the ability to look at a patient in three instead of two dimensions.
We can see if the patient has a cancer, which usually accumulates a lot of lipids.
The label-free imaging devices have shown promise in identifying kidney, liver, and breast cancer. One device, the Margin PAT, funded by the National Institute of Health, will also help breast cancer surgeons remove tumors more efficiently and accurately. In the United States, about a quarter of all breast cancer patients must undergo a second surgery to remove missed malignant cells. The developers expect Margin PAT will dramatically reduce that number. Nice. Chang and his partner, Dr. Pu Wang, founded Vibronix to manufacture the device. Wang says it could revolutionize medicine around the world.
In China, the medical practice is not as good as the Tier 1 hospital, so those surgeons can use the setup to perform the similar surgery or provide the care as exactly the same quality as the first-tier surgeons.
If all goes as planned, the Margin PAT will be on the market within 3 years, and several more of Chang's label-free imaging devices won't be far behind, making his dream for a real Star Trek tricorder one step closer to reality. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in West Lafayette, Indiana.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.